Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up momentarily, we'll be joined by the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. Let me update you. Frank Clark did practice today. I actually missed this. Andy Reid said that Clark left to go to the bathroom during the media portion of practice, so that's why he wasn't on the field today. The last time I checked it, I remember I saw that Frank Clark wasn't out there. Andy Reid then spoke. My apologies. Frank Clark did practice today. Sounds like everything is good, and Frank Clark will play in Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I do know this for a fact. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out for Sunday's game against the Steelers. We'll talk about that coming up momentarily, but it is an honor to be joined by our next guest. He is a three-time Super Bowl champion. He was on the All-Pro team in 91, 92, and 93. He is also a part of the NFL 1990 All-Decade team. He is also a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We welcome onto the show Michael Irvin. Mike, appreciate you coming on today, man. Thank you.
Man, it's going great, man. You know, it's so funny. I was just doing a commercial, Dion, and I was doing this commercial for Pepsi. And somewhere in that spot of commercial, we want to mess around because it's a trash talking commercial, and we want to mess around with that 94 championship game. And I was saying, don't say 94 championship game. Let's just say championship game. Because 94 seems so long ago. Let's not even say those numbers anymore. It ain't 2022. 94 was oh, my God, Michael, you're old kind of long ago. So let's not say those things anymore. I appreciate the love on me being team of the night, all-decade team. But just go, he's a Hall of Famer. Don't identify just how old I am with a team of the 90s stuff. I'm just saying.
Okay, Michael, I'll make you feel even older. In 1994, I was 6 years old.
No, listen, man. You know how many people I meet? And you know what they say to me? Like, oh, my God, you're that guy from the movie The Longest Yard that played a football. No, stop. I'm not a guy. I'm not an actor that played a football player. I'm a football player that did a little acting. You got to get this right. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it is, buddy. That's how it is. Times move so fast that people move on. So now I'm the actor that plays football instead of the football player that tried to act.
Well, Michael, the way that Ben Roethlisberger's been playing, he might join you in the Longest Yard sequel. I mean, he certainly looks like he's past his prime as well. I'm very down on Ben Roethlisberger's ability. I don't think he has a lot of arm strength left. I think his tank has been on E for the last season and a half. How much left do you think Ben Roethlisberger has, and do you think he has one more good game in him to pull off this upset?
All you said, I won't question your veracity on it. I concur. That all that you said, I concur. Absolutely. I believe, you know, especially about the last year and a half, that thing just kind of, oof. You know, and we got fooled early on last year when they had that 11-0 run, because they had 11-0 run doing all short passes, dinking and dunking. And then once the league got a hold of it, they said, wait a minute. Let's just press these guys. Let's take away the dinks and the dunks to make them be accurate going up the field. And, of course, you know, they went on that skid, and it continued. But Mike Tomlin has done an incredible job of getting this team to this point right here and getting them in the playoffs. And I only caution Kansas City on this. And I'll preface it by giving you the understanding of the reality of our game. Our game is not like what most of the world goes through to get to the best. Most of the world goes through a different thing to get to the best. Most men are sitting at a computer working, or to become the best at what they do. Most guys that are running company CEOs, you know, they're leading people. And our business, in order to be the best, you're going to have to not just sharpen your skill, but make sure you have a great will. Because we do hand-to-hand, man-to-man combat. In order for me to be the best at what I do, I got to beat another man. I got to take it from him, even though he may want it. He may want it for his kids. He may want it to take it his family. I got to say, I understand what you want, but I want it more and beat your butt. That's the thing that gives Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers a chance. Skill-wise, they can't match up. But when they muster up enough and say, Big Ben has been the Steelers, and he's his last go-round, we can muster up will. Even though we can't match them on skill, we'll outclass them in will and win this game. That's where Kansas City has to be careful.
Right now we're talking to the playmaker Michael Irvin, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Now, you're an interesting guest to ask this question to because your team was very rarely the underdog in the playoffs. Like, once you got to the playoffs, you were a favorite and you were playing in NFC championship games or you were playing for the Super Bowl. What's it like to be the hunted?
Great question. Great question coming back off of what I just explained. You know what I'm saying? Really. Because I try to tell people, you got to understand this, how all of this works. Kansas City has been in the Super Bowl the last 2 years. There's a certain amount of satiety that you get from that. And as Jimmy Johnson used to tell us, there's a natural tendency when you have pat yourself on the back, good job, good job, good job, good job, good job. While everybody else is here, you see what I'm saying? Because you've already climbed the mountain and they're on the mountain. It's difficult to climb the mountain. But, dude, as a man that tried back-to-back in high school, back-to-back in college, back-to-back in pros, I'm going to tell you something. It's more difficult to man the mountain than it is to climb the mountain. To man the mountain, you have all of that. I never did before. I do whatever I can to get it. I got to get up there. But when you got it, the climate, you have all of that in you. When you got to man it, oh, my God. Now you got to fight all of that in everybody else. And you got to find ways to match their hunger each and every week. Why is it so hard to repeat? I was fortunate enough I did that. But because it's so hard to repeat because everybody you play the next year, it's their Super Bowl. So in order to get back to the Super Bowl, you got to play 16 regular season Super Bowls and then go in the playoffs and play three or four playoff Super Bowl to get back to the actual Super Bowl. That's the hard thing about getting back.
Mike, I think that the only way the Steelers win this game is, I think T.J. Watt is going to have at least two sacks. I think Pittsburgh is going to need to be +3 in the turnover differential. I also think they're going to need to score one touchdown non-offensively, a defensive or special teams touchdown. Can you see a certain scenario where this game is close late and Pittsburgh actually wins?
Dude, listen, I don't know if you've been bugging me, but I just got off the air a little while ago with a station in Pittsburgh, and I told them that same thing. That same thing. I gave them what I call the MMLJ, the gospel, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's what I gave them. Because I said to you, the only way you get this win is on the emotions of this is Ben's last year. And his defense comes out and makes sure that Kansas City feels what they felt early in the season to get some early turnovers. And Ben, you keep them close. And Ben, as he did this year, come up with a last-second drive. I think he had like seven game-winning drives this year, you know, because all games were close, and he made some plays down the stretch. That's the only chance they have. That defense has to play an incredible game. I said in Pittsburgh that T.J. Watt has to do what no man has done. He has to live back there with with Patrick Mahomes. And they got to turn the ball over, give the Steelers a short field. And if you can't get 6 points on the defense, and then keep it close and let Ben run it down and be a hero at the end of the game. And get this. Ben deep passes because you're going to need some big plays. So I'm saying they're going to need some big plays. And it won't be DeAndre Johnson, anybody running by anybody. It's going to be Ben throwing up those 50-50 balls and Chase Claypool coming down with them. Coming down with them. That's the kind of game that Pittsburgh will have to try to win. And if Pittsburgh, if you're asking me, do Pittsburgh have a chance to get it done, I'm telling you, be ye careful. Yes, they do.
Right now, we're talking to the playmaker, Michael Irvin, here for a couple of more minutes. Let's transition from Chiefs and Steelers and talk about this wild card weekend. There's only one game that we all have our eye on. It's your old team, the Dallas Cowboys, playing their longstanding rival, the San Francisco 49ers. I'm sure this game is bringing back some old memories of those battles you guys used to have in the 90s. I'm guessing you got the Cowboys winning this game. What do your Cowboys need to do to advance to the next round of the playoffs?
No, listen, man, I'm going to tell you, man, this has been my biggest concern right here because this was my greatest fear. I did not want them to get the San Francisco 49ers in the first round. You know, Stephen A. and I both have been off the air for a while. You know, I had COVID, you know, and all of those things. So we'll be back on First Take Monday. And I was like, oh, my God, I cannot have us losing a game. And I had seen Stephen A. in a couple of weeks, and it's the playoffs, and we're going off. Do you know how bad that's going to be for me? This is the game I'm worried about most because San Francisco has the ability to win the line of scrimmage offensively. Dallas defensive line wants to get to the quarterback. San Fran's going to say, I know what you want to do, but this is what I'm going to make you have to do, is stop this run. And that's going to be the key. How do Dallas stop San Fran for running the football? 17-0 ain't enough to stop them. The Rams saw that last week. So Dallas has to step out 21-24-0 or 21-24, get up. You got to get up. You got to try to do something to put this game on Jimmy Garoppolo and get it off Kyle Shanahan in this running game. That's how Dallas wins this football game.
I got two more questions for you, Mike. I appreciate your time. The first question, you mentioned Deion Sanders earlier, and you guys are recording a commercial together. Deion has become one of the more talked about college football coaches in the country over the last couple of weeks, given what he's done in the recruiting. How happy are for you in what he's doing? How long do you think he can keep this up recruiting at this level?
I speak for a living. I try to honor all of my professions, you know, when I played football, and honor this profession also as I am in broadcasting. But I'm going to tell you something, man. I couldn't come up with words to describe the man that we are talking about. I just love the dude so much, you know, and he's done so much. You know, he's like my little brother, but he's a little brother that tries to help me. Mike, we shouldn't be doing this. Mike, we don't need to. Mike, come on, man. We're all right. No, Mike, we're going to get in trouble. Like, come on, man, let's go. He's always been the straight guy. You see what I'm saying? So it's so fitting that what he's doing right now. I'm going to tell you, man, he's been doing this forever. Deion's always taking kids, even kids that did not have great opportunities, less fortunate kids. He will bring them in his home and try to help them and raise them. So him even getting that opportunity at an HBCU, when we know a lot of those kids are the kids that I just described that he's been helping even before he was a coach when he was playing. I mean, it was just a perfect fit, man. It's a perfect fit. So, yeah, we had some great times just as we were shooting the Pepsi commercial and just reminiscing about all the times, you know, that we had growing up, playing each other, knowing about each other in high school, college, and then the joy that I get watching him do his thing right now in college football. It's absolutely incredible. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I don't know about Jackson, Mississippi. Let me give you some real on this. Jackson, Mississippi is like, I think, like top three in the Murrah Capital. in murders, top three in murders. You know, I come through airports sometimes, and I see people from Jackson, and you know what they tell me? They say, Michael, if you get a chance, man, tell Dion thank you, man. And they got tears in their eyes. They say, man, we're from Jackson, man. We got family there. And Dion, with what he's done, he comes on TV, he tells people, listen, we can't have no murders, no crime. We got a big homecoming weekend. We want people here. You guys got to honor. And he says, nothing happens that weekend. Dude, that's power. I'm getting emotional. He's talking about it. But that's power for the good. That's a blessing. That's a calling that God has put on Dion. And he's walking it out, man. It's just an incredible job that he's done. And he is stealing some of those big-time players from big-time school. He got number two recruit in the whole country. And you know what he's selling them? He's selling them on following that footprint and following that path that he is set. These guys, these guys want to be like him. Well, why would you go anywhere else? If you want to be like him, get all the information from the original. Don't just hear people telling you stories about him when you can actually be right here and coached by him. That's why he's getting the opportunity to coach some of the greats.
My last question, Mike, and this is a kind of selfish question. I loved the All Madden documentary. I've seen it two times already. And in there, Troy Aikman said that Madden is the narrator for his career. And as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking, well, then that means that Madden narrated your career too, because you're playing in all those big games with Troy Aikman. What's your memories of John Madden now that he's passed away?
John was one of the most influential people you will ever have, ever know in our game. I don't think everybody understands the influence he put on our game. And he would not capitulate in any way or in any manner. Let me tell you what I mean about that. John brought in the world and brought the world into that offensive line play. He took it off talking about wide receivers and running backs. He said, let's talk about these big uglies. These big uglies. Do you remember John? John would be pointing at a big wet spot on the bootay of Derek Kennard, the center, or the Mark Stepnoski. And he said, look at this big wet spot. And then he'll put it on the toilet. Look at this towel. That's what Troy wants to wipe his hands off with, right there. Troy knows he has to put his hands right up in that wet spot. John Madden was talking and joking and made us all laugh about a man having to put his hand on the wet spot of another man, but the way he described it made us all laugh and understand the little quirky parts of a football game. It drew in the fans that were not avid football fans, but it drew them all in. The game grew. In 93-94, we had a championship game, Jones with CBS, and then Fox came in. That's when CBS lost the NFC pack to Fox. Fox was supposed to lose $4.4 billion in that deal. Jerry Jones made sure Fox hired John Madden. They hired John Madden, and the NFL took off. CBS didn't take the deal because they thought they were going to lose $4.4 billion on present ratings. When Fox came in with John Madden, the ratings skyrocketed, made that deal a great deal for Fox. That's how CBS got back in. It all happened because of John Madden. When I tell players, when you see where these salaries are right now today, you owe that to John Madden. He raised the game for you to be able to get what you are. When you see young people understanding the game of football right now, we owe that to John Madden. When EA Sports came to John Madden, they wanted to have a 7-on-7 game. They wanted to make it 7-on-7. You know, John Madden said, I won't do it. You either make it real or you get my name off of it. Make it real. And they made it real. So we got kids right now that understand the game because John Madden made sure they made it a real game so you can understand blocking schemes, everything. He's incredible. Incredible, man. We lost one of the greatest. And I always say this, when we lose people that God has blessed us with this kind of gift, the damn world should stop just for a moment and realize what we have lost.
That is the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin joining us on the show today. Mike, it was an honor to have you join us today. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Looking forward to it, man. Listen, I'm looking forward to seeing my Chiefs and Cowboys in the Super Bowl. At the beginning of the year, I had the Chiefs winning in the Super Bowl. But after the game against the Cowboys, I said, I'm going to flip this. I'm going to cheat the Chiefs with the Cowboys, but I may flip it. So I know you're going to win this game, and I'll see y'all at SoFi. We'll talk again then.
Mike, I'm going to go ahead and sign myself up to whatever Super Bowl party you have, Chiefs and Cowboys. I want to be at that one.
I'll be there Friday night. I'll tell you where it is. Don't worry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.